From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Tower, the strategic review, it's back. What do we know?
It is back. Just quickly before I start, I do note the US markets are bouncing back after what was a pretty rocky start to last week. We'll come back and update those numbers. Yeah, Tower. Insurance companies, they haven't been far from the headlines, have they, in the last 18 months or so? And there's nothing like a few major events and natural disasters to sort of shine the light on the insurance sector. Yeah, Tower, it's listed on the NZX and the ASX and sort of navigated that period over the last 18 months pretty successfully. Really, if you look at the share price performance, which after languishing through 2023 has been on an absolute tear over 2024. Now, shareholders who held Tower shares at the beginning of the year, beginning of this year, have enjoyed a return close to 100%, which is a pretty stellar return. So happy shareholders there. Yesterday, Tower announced the conclusion of a strategic review that started back in December 23. So it's been going on for a while. The purpose of that review was to look to maximize value for shareholders and optimize its capital structure. In the end, they've come to the conclusion that returning capital to shareholders by way of a share buyback is the preferred option. They did assess other current opportunities. They've sold their subsidiaries in the Pacific. They've been trying to simplify the business. So what you're going to get now is $45 million of capital will be returned to shareholders by way of a mandatory share buyback. So it's just going to happen whether you like it as a shareholder or not. It's not happening immediately. There are a few conditions that have to be satisfied to confirm the process. They need to get an IRD ruling. They need to get shareholder approving. That won't happen until early 2025. They've also reaffirmed their guidance for the 2025 financial year. That will be bolstered, and this is one of the reasons why the share price has done well. That will be bolstered by $45 million less tax if no major events occur, because that's what they put aside to cover major events. So that's one of the good news stories there. The share price up 4 cents yesterday to $1.18.
Righto. Synlait, what's the story there?
Yeah, well, this is at the other end of the scale, isn't it? Another strategic review and another company that's never been far from the headlines. So they've completed a strategic review of their North Island assets. In contrast to Tower, where you've got the share price up 100%, unfortunately, Synlait shareholders have been seeing their investment sort of more than halved in value so far this year. Now, it's been negotiating its way. Synlait have been negotiating its way through a series of challenges. Production problems at Pocono, they've had debt deadlines, they've had tricky relationships with shareholders. Things are looking up, though. The share price bottomed out in June. They've managed to sort of shore up the balance sheet now, so the share price recovered from, you got the low, I think, 22.5 cents. It's now at 41 cents. So they've completed this review of the North Island assets. Key here being the big manufacturing facility in Pocono out there, amongst all the new subdivisions on the southern fringe of Auckland City and the Auckland canning facility. And the Pocono facility will now not process raw milk. So no milk going to that processing capacity. Transportation to that facility is quoted as one of the issues, as well as a number of manufacturing costs. So it'll concentrate solely on producing advanced nutrition products that don't require raw milk. Now, obviously, they've got a whole lot of suppliers out there. They will meet all of their contractual obligations to all their farmer suppliers, but that milk will now be collected by Open Country, and quite a few of their suppliers have notified them that they're going to stop supplying them. Look, the share price unchanged on the day. Market probably expected something like this. Look, Mike, I think the Synlait story is look, it's not over yet, but they have negotiated time to work through sort of issues and start what I would call their journey back to profitability. But look, I suspect we will hear more.
We wish them well. What are the numbers?
Yeah, so look, at the moment, those Apple wonks out there will be glued to the Apple launch, which no doubt Glenn is.
Glenn came in early for that. Glenn's been here since about 2 o'clock this morning, bracing himself, fizzing at the bung. Just muttering the words.
Well, I don't even know what number they're up to. I don't even. But I can tell you that the Dow Jones is up 464 points, though. So somebody likes it. That's 1.15%. So 40,813. The S&P 500 is up 52, almost 1%, 5460. And the NASDAQ is up 131 points, 16,821. So bouncing back. The FTSE 100 overnight was up over 1%, 8270 on that. The Nikkei fell just under 0.5%, 36,212. The Shanghai Composite was also down 29 points, 2736. The Aussies yesterday lost 25 points, 0.3%, 7,988. The close there, and we gained 6 points in the NZX 50, 12,621. The New Zealand dollar, 0.6152 against the US, 0.9230 Aussie, 0.5569 against the euro, 0.47 exactly against the pound, 87.85 Japanese yen. Gold is trading bang on $2,500. And Brent crude is at $71.73. But Mike, at the current New Zealand dollar rate, we are looking at gold, we're looking at Brent crude being probably the lowest it's been in New Zealand dollar terms since the beginning of 2022.
Fill up today and enjoy. Go well. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.